Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wake up! Wake up! Mike Mulligan, David Haw.
Paul Skeens, who will be pitching at Wrigley Field or scheduled to pitch Friday in front of Dustin and the Cub fans.
How about Dustin? We found out yesterday on a work trip to Wrigley.
Excellent.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I think it's excellent versatility. Why, he's a valuable guy.
Why was he hiding that?
Why would you hide the fact that you're going to do the pre and post game?
Because it was going to become a thing.
I think it's great. I think it's
awesome. I'm looking forward to it. It's a great opportunity. I thank Mitch.
Congratulations.
Ryan.
Time now for the inside bit. Pitch
for giving me the opportunity, yes. But a little bit of pressure.
You'll do a terrific job.
I always think of Shakespeare.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
You're there. You're going to do a great job.
Forget about the crowds, the size of the school, their fancy uniforms, and remember what got you here. Focus on the fundamentals that we've gone over time and time again, and most important.
And who knows? Maybe that's where your life turns. Just do your role. You don't have to be Zach.
It's time for baseball. Cubs, Pat, Ron, next.
Just do the role they're asking of you and you will do wonderfully.
Or you could go Shakespeare or Tom Thibodeau.
Do your job.
Start your mornings with Mully and Haw, 5:30 till 10 a.m. on 670 The Score.
Morning, Chicago.
Let's go.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
That was well done.
Well done, Brandon.
That was
Dustin.
Very fun.
You got us fired up, buddy.
Oh, man. On Friday the 13th is going to be his lucky day.
This is it.
Yes.
This is that one day. Here it is.
Morning,
finally
Mully.
Upon us. How are you, David? I'm really shot out of a cannon now. Thank you, Brandon. You know what it was? I think it was Mitch just jumping in with one word there. That was very well done.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
That's good. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Everybody gets in on the act. I really like the Gene Hackman Hoosiers.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Inclusion.
Yeah.
That's where my mind is at. At least it will be tonight. It wasn't there last night, but boy, this is a fun week. A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, the weekend should be great.
Yeah.
There's just always good stuff to look forward to. Really interested in the golf. I don't know if you care about it, but I...
Not going to lie. Yesterday was a lot going on. I didn't have a whole lot of time for the U.S. Open.
And
but I respect that.
But I think that Father's Day with the U.S. Open is one of those like sports holidays that you get used to over the course of time. You know, it's kind of... I don't know, NBA on Christmas before the NFL took over?
Yeah, there's a definite what? Father's Day hook with the U.S. Open
yeah.
and gathering together in the last round and hoping for some drama. But boy, it's hard for my mind to get there after last night.
Still, that was unbelievable.
Still reeling a little bit over the hockey,
yeah,
of course.
The Stanley Cup Finals are producing legendary stuff.
It is
stuff. It was yesterday night was unbelievable because we saw two overtime games. Then you get to crucial game three, and that was the blowout. And not just that, but that was all the penalties and all of the lack of discipline that Edmonton showed. I really felt like they lost their composure. And you just wondered, how would game four go? Crucial game four. And sure enough, Florida comes out.
Sure enough.
And 3-0, David.
That's the dreaded three-goal lead in hockey.
Wow.
The dreaded three-goal lead. And Edmonton.
It was over until it wasn't over
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, because they yanked their goalie, made a choice and a change.
And he was excellent.
It may have altered the series because, they go to Pickard and he's in there. And it's one of those things where you think, well, they're just trying to get ready mentally for the next game. Get ready mentally.
Right.
Don't
they're going to be now facing elimination in the next how many games it lasts?
Yeah. And I think that when you look at the way they came back, gradually keep chipping away. Apparently, they had a speech from
Corey Perry. Yeah.
We know Connor McDavid has his way with words, but that was a team that refused to go away, and even with. With Travis Kelce sitting next to Taylor Swift, next to Wayne Gretzky.
They showed up on a helicopter.
Yes.
They all of a sudden, they said, I was actually watching the Cubs, but I was checking in on the Sox and I was aware of what was going on. I was on Twitter and it was like people complaining that they had, that there was a helicopter landing and that they had like frozen the security.
There are people complaining
showed up. Yes.
as people are wont
as
to
they
do.
Want.
And I think even with Kelce and Swifty and the Gretzky, the most lasting image of greatness came from Leon Draisaitl.
Wow. He set a record.
He stole the show. It was his night. The Oilers win and he goes down in history. Fourth overtime game winner in this playoff series. Yell as loud as you want.
I would think that if somehow Edmonton were to win the cup, Leon Draisaitl would definitely be named.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. Yes. He's going to win the Conn Smythe.
Here we go.
He's going to win the Conn Smythe.
Could he win it without even winning the series?
It's happened before, I believe. But I do think that
Could I get paid on that bet?
Sam Bennett might have something
happens?
To say about that. I think.
Oh, I know.
But yeah, it's a. It was a good pick by you. The broader conversation might be because he still is not scoring the goals at the rate you're used to seeing Connor McDavid score the goals. The immediately post game, it was the conversation of Draisaitl is exceeding.
Yes.
And he's passed McDavid.
Yes.
It's a fun debate to have in hockey, but it's an unbelievable series now. Best of three as they head back to Edmonton. So you got that going on. You got the Pacers back in Indy tonight.
Yes.
Against Oklahoma City. Huge game because.
Because the Pacers are leading the series, buddy.
I know. And if they get within one game, one victory of celebrating an NBA title, I don't know. I don't know how Oklahoma City wins out.
And you're going to the game, right?
I'm not going to the game.
Well, you're going to the post game.
I'm not going to the post game.
You're going to be at the stadium.
I will be I'll be in Indianapolis tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yeah.
He's an Indiana boy.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to see Caitlin Clark.
Of course.
Oh, that's right. Yes. She's going to see.
I'm worried about the WNBA ratings and attendance.
You're going to help the ratings.
You're there to help.
Sitting courtside to watch Caitlin play the New York Liberty.
I'll be courtside with my phone. I'll be tuned in, so I count as a viewer. Oh, I'm worried about those ratings.
Those ratings are worrisome.
Yeah, worrisome. or worrisome for me. Indy's going to be hopping this weekend. It will be lit, as the kids say.
Yeah, you're going down there to get your sinuses cleared.
Is that what I'm doing?
Yeah, you get that shrimp cocktail at
horseradish and that.
I cannot eat shrimp. You just taught me with that. I just can't eat shrimp.
What is it about St. Elmo's that stands out?
The shrimp cocktail.
Yep. Thank you. I wasn't trying
I'll
to
have
attack
the salmon,
you.
Ma'am.
You could put a little cocktail sauce on the salmon.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
I will actually, and I'm not a big like condiment guy, but okay. I do love that one. Right. I will actually dip like a French fry in that cocktail sauce. That's
I
really
tell you,
good. Better than dipping it in ranch,
that,
David.
I think they sell that cocktail sauce.
Just, Costco.
Yeah. I've seen it at Costco. Here's the problem with that. Mm-hmm. Like there's a certain amount of self-harm that's done. But, I mean, you really do clear out your sinuses.
Oh, no.
But it hurts. It's not like a pleasant, not necessarily a pleasant
experience. It's kind of like the wasabi on your sushi, kind of similar.
I'm not a big sushi guy. I don't like the wasabi either. But, yeah, I think that that's a good comparison.
So is this an overall, we're learning things about you, is this a overall spicy food anti thing?
I'm an open book.
I didn't say you were hiding book. Anything, but I didn't know you, so I didn't know you, no wasabi, no horseradish
like
cocktail sauce. So you're a non-spicy guy.
I'm not a really spicy guy. The only type of spicy food I really would enjoy and do enjoy is Indian food. Indian food, I don't mind if it's a... You know, chicken tikka masala or...
You go medium or hot?
Hot.
Hot?
I'd go maybe hot sometimes. Ooh. Just try. Depend on the mood, depending on the setting.
Yeah, I went to the third... I had my first Indian food experience not too long ago, and it was great. And I went to, like, the third. I didn't go all the way. So I went kind of medium hot.
Yeah. That's the way to start.
I would prefer medium. Everything in moderation. But I do believe that Indian food is probably... If I had to choose one, I would think Indian food would be my favorite right now.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I like Indian food.
It's your favorite food right now? I got to tell you, I first had Indian food in England, and I had an unbelievable, maybe the best Indian restaurant I was at was in Dublin.
Really?
Believe that, swear to God.
That's not that hard to believe. In Great Britain, in Ireland, the national dish of... Scotland, or not, the most popular is the chicken tikka masala.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, you go to a chippy, you get fish and chips. If you don't get curry sauce, something's wrong. And that's crazy because it used to be drench everything in malt
vinegar.
They
put curry sauce on things like I put ranch on things.
It is, and Dustin, you would love that as a condiment.
And you go over what's in it.
Condiment. Curry?
The curry sauce.
Oh, it's just like a bunch of ground up spices.
But is it mayonnaise though?
No.
I don't think there's
mayonnaise.
There no, it's more saucy like a barbecue sauce composition.
But it's kind of like a yellowish kind of tan.
Yeah, no, I've seen that part of it. I don't know that was offered when I had the Indian food that I had in Elmhurst.
Well, the big question, Dustin, though, on this Friday the 13th is what will they be serving in the press box at Wrigley Field when you go there for lunch today?
It's been so long since I have eaten at a press box at Wrigley. I'm talking about, I don't think I've eaten in the press box at Wrigley
you're not required
this century.
To. You don't have to.
Do you have to pay for it now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Back then it was free.
We'll get
we'll get
Bruce
voucher.
To kind of set the scene for you at 7:25.
Yeah.
Bruce will tell you, he's a constant there. He's ever present.
I've told that story, maybe not on the air, but the first time I ever got to go to a sporting event interning at WMAQ, Lawrence and I.
I love this story.
And they said, do you know who Bruce Levine is? This is pre-internet. I'm like, no, I don't. They were kind of shocked and flabbergasted. So they took out a 8x10 black and white of Bruce. They said, see this guy? Uh-huh. Said, see this microphone? I said, uh-huh. Wherever his microphone goes, your microphone goes. Okay.
Wow.
And then I literally was like following him around like a lost puppy to the point that at one point he kind of turned around and looked at me. And it was like, I kind of shrugged my shoulders. And then I kept doing this for like, I got the really great opportunity, a great internship for a couple of years. And then I started up at National and I would still, when I'd go to Southside, Bruce was everywhere at that point. He was not just covering baseball. He was covering all sport. Everywhere he went, I would go. Yeah,
boy. That,
you guys know this because you have people like myself.
And one of the classic ones, Albert Bell, Albert Bell, sure, as a Indian, now Guardian at the time, hit three home runs against the White Sox. And I had never thought about going in the visitors' clubhouse, yes, or for audio. And Bruce, like, left, and I'm like, where is he going? So I went with. It followed him out over there, and I got, and they were like, wow, how did you get that audio? And I'm like, oh, because I went, didn't say, because I followed Bruce.
You got to get up pretty early in the morning to get one by Bruce.
Wow.
You got to get up pretty early in the morning to follow around Bruce.
Yes, you do. Bruce.
Who are you following today?
Zach.
Okay.
Zach won't be doing a lot of...
I don't think I'm going into the clubhouse.
Walking around. Ah, you should venture in there.
Last time I was in the clubhouse was you.
Oh,
Molly,
yeah, so I remember that.
You made jokes funny about how my neck still hurts from looking up at Chris Bryant.
You should go in there.
Beautiful blue eyes of his.
Especially this new, if you haven't been in there since the renovation.
I've not seen the renovation.
You need to do that. Yeah. You should definitely check that out. You should leave here early and get out there.
I am going to skip transition today, if that's okay.
Oh, hey, whoa. We're not half arsing any of our
The midday show is over at Gallagher Way today ahead of the game.
They're already there?
Well, I hope not.
Oh, well, they're
otherwise, we should just hand off to him after the pick six.
Well, Brendan's got the greatest hits back there that he just keeps dropping them in.
Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Well, Dustin's not going to be here for that. I don't know if we can. I don't know if we can manage that last.
So here's my plan. I'm gonna walk to the red line.
Yeah.
I'm gonna walk to the red line instead of driving. I'm gonna walk to the red line, do the game, do the post game, and then maybe get like a flight from Yingling or a Mick Ultra. And then take the red line back over here and then drive back home.
It's a long day. It's a long day, Dustin.
You know, like...
It's a very long day, let me tell you. I've done that.
You can walk up a block.
I've done that double.
Like, literally right in front of the building and jump on... You could probably get an express train.
How about I take off transition with you, and then I'll just take you and drop you off?
Let's make that a threesome.
let's go and we'll just kind of have...
Let that breathe a little bit so Brandon doesn't have to do too much editing there. That's coming back.
Oh, yeah. I believe it was tight.
The train, I'm not exactly crazy about that idea. If I were a...
The red line?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Are you going up to Wrigley?
I am not going up to Wrigley. I wasn't planning to.
I can take you to Wrigley. You're not that far out of my way. I have an errand I want to run up that way.
One of the things, so Dustin Rhodes, executive producer and Illinois Media School professor. Let's call you a professor.
Careful, though. Whatever. Some professors get upset by that.
If you had a student and the student came to you with that plan and the student was, all right, I'm getting this opportunity to do the pregame show for the score at Wrigley Field, I don't think that you would be thrilled if the plan included taking public transportation to get there on time.
Well, the game doesn't start till...
I have 2 hours and 45 minutes until pregame.
Do you want to prepare or do you want to just go half at it? I mean, you want to go into the clubhouse. You want to get some of the context. That's what makes Zach great.
Oh, absolutely. But I didn't want to, I wanted to be here for us today.
Well, I appreciate that. You're multitasking.
That's fine.
Nonetheless.
For this superfecta.
I'll get you. I can drive you there by 10:30. How's that?
Sure.
10:40. Well, but you'll have to stay in the
Molly just wants you here for transition.
Oh, that's what means so much to me.
I know. It does. It's a highlight of your show.
It's very difficult. But then
here's the reason. It's after. So I live in the western suburbs. Mm-hmm. So then I would have to leave the game, go up Addison to the Kennedy, which is just a disaster right now. Yeah. Go out to O'Hare, jump on 294 South, so that's why I'm coming back here to go back
off,
home.
You're better off leaving your car here, coming home, getting your car and going.
That's the real reason behind that.
That's good. Good method to your madness.
There's. And plus, all your chores will be completed by the time you're heading back here.
Let's say this. You're going to see a great game. I think a fun matchup. Cubs coming in hot after winning yesterday, one-run victory. Jameson Taillon was great. PCA goes deep. And now it's Skeens and Horton. Love that matchup today.
6.5, David. Skeens over, under 6.5. Over. I looked it up right away.
Over.
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 Mully?
Yeah, I guess he kind of, I mean.
Talking strikeouts, not innings,
no,
right?
No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I guess you'd have to go over that one. But I think the problem is they want you to go over on that one.
Right. Like we talked about the other day, last time we talked about strikeouts, right, and it went under with Skubal last Friday.
Yeah, we knew that was going
to happen.
I know
they want you to, but what do you think is going to happen? How many Cubs do you think he's going to strike out?
Just never do what they want you to do, David.
It has nothing and to never, do what never, they're trying to compel me
and
to do.
Never gamble with the public.
Let's keep going. The Cubs are a slight favorite. They're minus 110.
They beat Skeens before.
Right, they're minus 110.
He bleeds.
And the total in this game is 7.
He's human.
Prick him. Does he not bleed?
I think the Cubs can win today because they have beaten him before. That's got to be psychologically an advantage. Or psychologically something they feel very good about. The last time they played him, didn't they hit 3 home runs off of him?
I think that's correct.
And this is a team hitting the ball out of the ballpark right now. How about PCA? Oh my gosh, there's a ball 3 feet out of zone. I think I'll hit it into the bleachers. Oh my gosh, there's a ball that's like on a golf tee. I think I'll hit it into the bleachers. He hits it wherever.
That was the 9th highest pitch that was a home run this year. He's got like 1 in 2 for the lowest. Does anyone else have that range of home runs?
I don't think – I hesitate to call him the best bad ball hitter in baseball because –
because you don't want him doing that.
You don't want him doing that. But he's hitting everything. But he's hitting things that are – he's barreling up on fastballs down in the middle of the plate too and breaking pitch mistakes.
But that one
– he does everything.
That was ridiculous.
It was.
The high fastball
last
homer.
Yesterday's was somewhat ridiculous. And it shows you how a small guy can generate so much power.
It's all his speed and he's wiry.
He's wiry. Tightly wound.
Mm.
Definitely tightly wound. And I guess I have
Speaking of tightly wound, did you know that Dustin's doing a pre and post game?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is doing the pre and post game.
You're kind of tightly wound, aren't you?
For today or just in general?
Just generally.
Generally, yes. I'm looking forward to it. I never, ever, ever thought I would do that. There's a bunch of things I never thought I would get the opportunity to go to and do thanks to this business. Like I'm sure you guys, same way maybe.
No question.
Well, I never thought I'd be doing this.
There you go.
Taking grief from me.
Definitely. You're right. It is. It's an opportunity. It's fun, something it'll have a lot of fun with. And I think that Zach and Kuhm will make it fun.
Kuhm is such a pro that yesterday when I was confirming my typical Thursday afternoon, hey, Kuhm, looking forward to tomorrow at 8 o'clock, Kuhm sent back a very nice, welcoming, happy to have you in the booth tomorrow. Kind of. And that's just that shows you the kind of guy that Ron Kuhm is.
He's a great guy.
Salt of the earth.
Yeah. You're going to have fun with it. And, I mean, it's nothing you're not doing. You got your podcast. You're doing the pregame. This is just
what's the weather supposed to be like? 75-ish?
It said my Alexa gave me a notification that it's going to start raining at 11, and it will stop raining by 11 p.m.
No.
So 12 hours of rain?
A 12-hour window
of possible precipitation.
That's what I was told last night.
I have thought about that, too. Like, if I'm going to do, like, rain delay theater.
Yeah.
If Zach and Ron and I are going to do, like, a 3-man show.
Tell your Chris Bryant story. Tell how you met him. And
you're right. You are right, sir.
I'm not. It's not me. It's the computer.
Chance of precipitation.
I'm going to have to text my guy, Billy Weather, over at WGN.
Yes.
Ask him what he thinks. He's got that special radar over there.
Mitch has got a guy that helps the weather.
Mitch has a guy that...
He's got a...
Mitch isn't here today, so...
He's always available. I think Mitch has a guy that creates weather. That's how tied in he is.
He knows the guy who knows the guy. That's how well-connected Mitch is.
That's right.
He can tell you what time it's going to start raining and what time it's going to stop. He's better than the sod father. I hope that you get good weather, though, because this is a matchup, people. Friday afternoon at Wrigley Field is a thing in June, in the summer, during baseball season.
And I think it's a bucket hat a bucket hat giveaway in the bleachers, which is one of those big ones in the summertime, you know, bleacher only giveaway, 21 and older. And the Bears, Hippolyte told you guys yesterday,
yeah,
the Bears – Bears rookies are doing like an outing, so I'm guessing the Bears got
they're
a suite.
Yeah.
Bears got a suite, and they're going over to the game.
Are they singing out the singing the stretch?
I'm hoping.
Are they having 40 first pitches? Wouldn't that be great? Just a bombardment.
Let's hope that Colston Loveland isn't throwing out the first pitch. You do not want him hurting his shoulder.
Boy, that you're just being mean.
No, I'm not. That's legit.
He's not allowed to.
He can't throw.
Just throw a lefty.
Shouldn't it be like a center doing it like between the legs? Wouldn't that be fun?
They didn't draft a center though.
No, they signed one.
There's got to be a young
Big snapper on that team. Ozzie, let's have Ozzie do it.
Yeah,
he could probably play center. He plays everything else.
Well, he's on the south side.
Not that Ozzie.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I not forgot about the Ozzie. New Ozzie.
The bigger, taller Ozzie.
Yeah.
In my best Ozzie. Bigger, taller.
Yeah. That's right. You just we're bringing in Bobby Jenks after that, Dustin. All right. We got the pick six. We got all the big stories of the day, including the biggest story of the day. We'll get into all of it next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
It will be lit, as the kids say.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
What does success this weekend look like for the Cubs in their series with Pittsburgh, which started last night? Given consecutive series losses in Detroit and in Philadelphia, how important is it to get healthy against the Pirates? Would a split be acceptable?
Unfortunately, no. I think if had they lost that game last night, maybe we'd say a split would be acceptable this morning, because you never know what's going to happen. But no, I think they need to win two more games. I really do. I just think they need to get back to their winning ways, to feel comfortable with what's going on. I'd like to see some more runs. I don't know if you're going to get them today, but I think you can win this game. And I think if you win three of four from Pittsburgh, that is the bar. That should be the standard that you like to see happen. And I think it's different when you get home and, you know, you can split a series on the road, but at home, win those series. So I would like to think that the Cubs can win. Ideally, they win two more games. I mean, ideally, they win all of them. But I would say, for me, win two more games, one of them in a lopsided fashion, so you feel like the offense is back and working well, etc. But, I mean, maybe I'm holding them to a higher standard than is fair, but it is the one that they've set. So I'd like to, after seeing them lose their last two series on the road, I want to see them win a series, and I want to see them score some runs in one of those games.
Agree with what you just said there, Mully. And the only thing I'd add, two things I'd add. Number one, and this will sound silly, but that won't be the first time, maybe less home runs and more hits. It can't be all home runs, even though that's so much fun. Like, I mean, Wrigley was rocking. I mean, the place exploded last night with PCA, and then Suzuki follows up an inning or two later. That was awesome. But it would be nice to, you know, get some guys on base and then move some guys around, you know, move through the order a little bit. That would be a good thing to see. It all hinges on today. If the Cubs, and they have done it before, as we've pointed out, can beat Skeens, and they're actually favored today, slightly, -110, then you go for the gut shot. Then you go for the four-game sweep. But you must win this series. Of course, it's not a statement game or a must-win, but if you're paying attention, okay, and it's crazy, it's the 13th of June, and I've been scoreboard watching since basically June 1st. Like, you're watching what the Cardinals and the Brewers are doing. Last night, the Brewers won, the Cardinals lost. The Brewers are now the second-place team, right? And who's coming into town after the Pirates? The Brewers. So, like, you don't want to lose this series, and they have the team behind you in your division coming into town, maybe feeling a little puffy-chested.
Have no idea how the Brewers are doing what they're doing, but they're doing it again. You're right. You don't want to sleep on anybody in your division. You've got the Pirates in here for four. You better win three. That's the way you got to approach it. You win series, especially after coming in from a road trip where you'll take 4 and 5, but you really wanted to come home with a winning road trip, and you didn't. So you need to take 3 out of 4 from the Pirates, a beatable team with or without Skeens on the mound today. You have to reassert yourself as the team in the division and one of the best teams in the National League. So I do understand what you're saying about the home run or bust mentality. You don't want it to begin to become one of those teams that is just a feast or famine, boom or bust type of approach offensively. The best thing about the lineup in the first couple months of the season was its length and how at the bottom of the order, you were getting all kinds of production, and it wasn't just the home run. So you'd like to see them have the bases clogged and crowded and keep the line moving.
But there is a statistic out there. They get 2 home runs. They've got an unbelievable winning record.
Right. I think it's now 20 and something.
I mean,
right?
It's crazy. It's fantastic. Right. So go ahead and hit the 2 homers if you want.
I get it.
I like the little
competition between PCA and, say, Suzuki for the team lead. They're having fun with that. So, okay, hit the long ball.
That's a good question.
That is the voice of our guy, Ron Coomer. He's here at 8. What are you expecting from Paul Skeens? Today, the young ace is 4-6 with a 1.88 ERA, 92 strikeouts. Mm. Are you more concerned about the performance of talented rookie, me, who will be performing pre- and post-game duties? Any advice for Dustin?
All right, hold on with the advice. First with Skeens. That's the oddest stat line you're going to see. You've got a guy who is 4-6 with a 1.88 ERA. His WAR is 3.6.
I know.
This guy is as valuable as any pitcher in baseball, as talented as any pitcher in baseball. And the one-loss record does not reflect that at all. Pirates must stink. They must really stink. And, oh, by the way, while we're doing Paul Skeens, I'll remind you, on May 1st, the Cubs took him deep 3 times. And they beat him 8-3.
Oh, we don't want those home runs.
So he is human.
What?
He does bleed. And we do want those home runs today. Take him deep onto Waveland, wherever you want to hit him, into the bleachers. Give Zach, who's filling in for Pat, something to call with excitement. Speaking of fill-ins, yes, Dustin filling in for Zach on the pre- and post-game show. This is what you got to do. You do a good job of this in the pregame show. You are Mr. Radio, so me giving you radio advice is kind of silly. But less is more. Don't you're going to be – that is such a regimented thing. Zach makes it sound easy. It's not. It's like fit all 300 words into a 250-word bag and do it in 30 seconds. It's tough. There's sponsors. There's information. It's overload. It's fun. It's great. You're at Wrigley Field watching the Cubs, but it's really something you have to pay attention to. Bring energy, be accurate, have fun, and don't forget to imitate Zach on your last thing that you say. Cubs, Pirates, Pat. Oh, no, pass that there.
No, that you just did it wrong.
You're going to screw me up.
Okay, okay. See? Okay. Cubs, Pirates, Coom, Zach, next.
Thank you. That was very nice of you, David. Yeah, less is definitely going to be more. I'm going to try to stick to the script. I just, you know, I did hear that somebody else that had filled in for Zach on the post-game part of the show took a couple of calls. So hopefully Mitch isn't listening right now. I'd love to take a couple of calls. Old school Cubs post game show.
But the post game is fun though because that's your
especially
podcast.
If the Cubs win and they get to Skeens.
That's your podcast.
That would be great. So as far as Skeens, I think if you rewound the tape to May 1st, David and I were really going at it over the fact that Paul Skeens puts his pants on like we do, one leg at a time. So listen, 92 Ks, his total 6.5 today. It's very enticing. You know, okay, here we're gonna. Am I allowed to go to an app before I get to Wrigley and invest in this game, or is that unprofessional since I'm doing the pre and the post?
Oh no, you can easily do that.
That's okay.
That's fine.
It's not frowned upon.
They say that it really.
I mean, Ron does a segment where we talk about Ron's keys to the game and who Ron's thinking. So just wondering how that works. I don't want to get Pete Rose.
Well, I don't think you're going to be able to impact it in any way.
When I look at Zach, I think gambling all the time.
Listen, I think Skeens is a problem. He is a problem. He's a really good player, and you're going to have to be on your game. I do think there is an element of challenging yourself against maybe the best young pitcher in baseball. I don't know if he's the best pitcher in baseball yet, but he will be, and he is he's excellent. And so that gives you a lot of motivation for the players. I think they'll have a pretty decent game today. As far as the great Dustin William Rhodes is concerned, I would tell you that the key to the whole thing is authenticity. Be yourself. You are uniquely you, and you're just playing a role. You don't have to be overly entertaining. You don't have to be. You're good enough. You do a great job. Don't be self-conscious about it in any way. I don't even want to use the term because it might make you think about yourself. It is you performing a role. Somebody turning their car on wants to know this, this, and this, and you are providing it for them. It is just the role you are playing on the day. So I know people get very self-centered and nervous about things. I've always found it's a lot easier to just do your job. to tib it up for you. But I think that you'll do great at it, Dustin. You're comfortable doing this thing. To me, if you are prepared and you have knowledge of your subject, that's all you're doing. You're just talking about something that you talk about all the time.
And Mitch is always listening.
Mitch is the best.
He weighs in here. No calls unless it's a no-hitter.
I love that question.
What if Skeens throws a no-hitter?
Well, then you better tune in.
Yeah, then I'm really, that's appointment radio.
And he'll definitely have over 6.5 Ks if that's the case. All right, what is your takeaway from the White Sox series down in Houston against those Astros last night and the results? Are you encouraged to hear that Lenin Sosa is beginning a rehab assignment in Charlotte later today?
You know, the White Sox have a terrible record in one-run games, and that's what I was thinking about. You know, they just, unfortunately, they did a really, I mean, I'm going to say this, and this is an absurd thought. It was a good loss. They didn't get blown out. They didn't get knocked over. There were a couple of points in that game where they managed to stay in it. And, man, it was a really good game from their third baseman, from Miguel Vargas. Is he the third baseman? He did a lot.
He played both last night.
I know.
Yeah.
He did a lot, and he was a home run away. And he nearly hit a home run. But they stayed in the game. They cannot win one-run games. Their record in one-run games, you know, the Cubs are having a great year because they're winning all those close games and they're doing enough whenever they have to. The Sox are exactly the opposite, and they have an awful record in one-run games. Vargas did very well. It was good to see Tautman get a nice late home run. But they just don't have enough, and it was ultimately, you know, you can't really get too disappointed about it. But they were in that game for a long time. Lenin Sosa has been having a quietly excellent year, and they could use him. He all hands on deck, so he would help.
Listen, again, they are competitive. They're hanging around. I mean, they almost came back and won that game last night. Tauchman hits the home run, and then was it Vargas? Somebody hit it off the wall, just missed the line for an official home run. They've got that weird outfield and left
it
over there.
It is weird.
And,
that's a weird part.
He ended up on second. They couldn't move him in. But listen, they're competitive. The trouble is the White Sox obviously are not scoring enough runs. The pitching's keeping them in it a little bit. The Rangers have been like red hot at the plate. The Rangers are scoring a lot of runs. So that's what's difficult. You know, yeah, Lenin Sosa coming back, great. No problem with that at all. Good for him.
The Sox struck out 16 times. 16 times. So that is part of the problem. They weren't able to sustain many rallies. It was close. It was competitive. And they have several of those losses this season. They're getting there, but it's still going to be a while before they arrive. But Lenin Sosa has been having a good season. I'm not quite sure where he fits. Is he the second baseman? Does he play first? It's an odd combination of talent because he is versatile. Tim Elko struck out three times again last night. He's struggling. He is struggling at the plate to make contact, and I think you look at his last couple games and he's been a little exposed and you're afraid of that. So maybe Sosa comes back and he plays a little first base, gives Elko a breaker. Does Elko go back to Charlotte? Not quite sure. They do need Sosa. He surprisingly has had a pretty good season. They mix and match the lineup a lot. I need to find that number. How many different lineups the White Sox have had and how does that compare around Major League Baseball? Because they do a lot of changing around, both in the batting order and with the lineup. But they are competitive. They go into Texas. It's going to be tough to get two out of three down there, but let's hope they can salvage at least one and maybe a couple.
No, it's a valid question, certainly on the minds of a lot of people.
That is the voice of Casey Johnson, and he's our guy, and he suggested on CHSN's The Chicago Lead that the Knicks' pursuit of Billy Donovan might not be entirely over.
There are some whispers today, though, that the Knicks may circle back on some of these candidates they've been rejected from. They don't really believe that it's a firm no. There might be some wiggle room. I don't yet know if that will involve Billy Donovan, but it could. This is a fluid story. We'll see where it goes. I want to emphasize that the Bulls did initially deny permission because they are in love with the job Billy Donovan is doing for them. But there are some whispers out there in the league tonight that, the Knicks could circle back.
How surprising is it to hear that from KC? And if you're Donovan, he's a Long Island native whose brief NBA playing career was with the Knicks, would you want to explore the possibility? Which is more appealing, or is that too obvious?
Well, I was surprised by this a little bit because KC doesn't just throw stuff out there. And if the Knicks still have an appetite to explore the Billy Donovan possibility, you would understand, as we talked yesterday, why they might, because of some of those connections. They also expanded their search. Mike Brown is now involved, unemployed ex-head coach who has some experience. They interviewed 13 guys the last time they hired a head coach when they got Tom Thibodeau. So they might be deliberate. They will be exhaustive. And you do wonder where that leaves Billy Donovan. The wild card in this, obviously, I don't question whether or not the Bulls value Billy Donovan. They clearly do. I do wonder what Billy Donovan thinks about being pursued by the Knicks. And I do wonder if he's ever had in the back of his mind as a kid growing up in New York and a kid who put on the Knick uniform at one point in time briefly, but he did it. Was that ever a dream of his? This is a Hall of Fame coach. He may not have many goals left to check to achieve. And so I think you wonder if that is part of this behind the scenes, what's going on. Don't know that, would understand that. And he'd be hard guy to lose unless you were getting a first-round draft pick in return.
I think it's a really interesting way to look at it, David. And it does make you wonder when you take all those connections into it. And I think especially towards the end of what you said, you know, is Billy Donovan all in on shrink the timeline, summer of 26, right? I mean, is that what he wants to do? And could he potentially go to them and say, hey, guys, with all due respect, I'd like you to let me out of my contract. I'd like you to, you know, listen, and I want you guys to get whatever you can get for me that will help you. So let me help you, but please let me go and do this. And I wonder how fans would feel if he did that. Because as much as it's easy, and I'll raise my hand at certain times, I get upset with him. But in the NBA, it's a player's league. You got to have stars in order to win. But I just wonder, you know, deep down, if fans would be upset if Billy Donovan were to bolt to a greener pasture.
I wonder, Billy's 60, is that right? I mean, I wonder how much he would want to restart somewhere else. I mean, here's the problem, David. The problem is the people that you're interviewing with, I don't know how much you want to work with them. I'm not being mean. I'm just saying Leon Rose and James Dolan, does that inspire confidence? If you've got players there, you
are you closer to a championship with the Knicks or the Bulls?
I think you obviously are closer to a championship with the Knicks because they've got a more complete team, but it's flawed. And I don't know that I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I'd want that gig. I don't know how he feels about the job he currently has. You know, he worked really hard and did a really good job last year. He's 11 years in the NBA now. I don't think his next move is to college. It's like a really interesting sort of dilemma. And maybe it's not a dilemma. You know, Rick Carlisle is 65 now. And I don't think they've requested to talk to him yet. Maybe that's what they're holding out for.
They're waiting till after the parade.
I think at some point they're going to have to get guys that are available. And they are instead trying to get guys that they need permission to talk to. And everyone in the league has denied them permission. Maybe they do double back. I kind of take it for what it is, which is they gave an overture and they said no. What's Billy's contract status? How you know?
Speculative, because the Bulls don't make that known.
Yes.
There's a belief he's got a year left.
But that doesn't seem like enough time if a guy is being pursued by other people. Maybe you give him another year. Maybe you do something to make him feel like he doesn't want to leave. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't want to leave. I don't know the answer to that question, but I hope he gets what he wants. Either way, if he wants to go to the Knicks, let him go. But I don't wish that upon him.
That's a good question.
What happens tonight in Indy, Pacers and OKC Thunder? What will be the storyline for the NBA final when we return here on Monday, the day of game number 5?
Is a really good question. I have been kind of confounded by this series. I think it really is a game Oklahoma City has to win, but I'm not sure that they can. I've watched the Pacers rally in 2 of the 3 games and win late and hit big shots and do a lot of things that you kind of expected the team with more firepower to be able to do. I think the thing that shocked me about game 3 was the turnovers and the fact that it was the Pacers defense that really won that game, that really kind of locked down and changed things. I there's a part of me that would love to see the Pacers win. I would love to see OKC with their backs against the wall facing multiple elimination games and to see if they could do it or not. But I think for the purposes of the question, I'll go with OKC winning. This is it. You got to win this if you want to win an NBA title after 68 wins during the regular season and as well as they've played up to this point and as great as Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has been over the entirety of the season, MVP year, I think they have to win this game.
This is obviously a must-win statement game, but I got it. I was so impressed with that crowd the other night down there in Indy, and I am pulling for the Pacers now since the Thunder embarrassed me and didn't do the gentleman sweep as I had suggested. It only cost me embarrassment. You know, it cost Jay-Z?
Jay-Z
a million dollars. He bet $1 million
to
Thunder
3.1.
Yeah. I mean, wow.
On a 5-game victory.
I mean, okay. I just got embarrassed. He just lost $1 million and change, and it's maybe nothing. That was like it's coins in the cushions of a couch. Yeah. The Thunder are favored by 6. They were only favored by 5.5 in game 3, right? So
good.
I think when we get back here, I think it's going to be back to even 2-2. But I'm hoping I'm wrong yet again, and I'm hoping that it's Pacers a win away from bringing the Larry O'Brien back to Indy.
Well, let's hope you're more accurate in the Cubs booth today, because you're going to be wrong about this. It won't be 2-2. It will be the Pacers within 1 victory of an NBA title on Monday morning. They take care of business tonight. Yes, the Thunder have Alex Caruso. Yes, they have a deeper bench in theory. Yes, they have the MVP. Yes, they are Oklahoma City, but this is Indiana. Pacers win. Pacers win. We're coming in here Monday ready to start planning the parade.
Can somebody please get David one of those shirts, please?
This will be a pick 6. There's your ball game.
Stanley Cup Finals now even at 2 games each after the Oilers came back from 3-0 to win in overtime 5-4. Who wins this series now? Anybody changing their selections?
I can't do this. I can't make another prediction based on my heart and not my head. Florida is so good. And when they took a 3-0 lead, I was texting with my son and going back and forth and like, oh my gosh, they're going to do it again. Look at this guy. They're so complete. They're so this. They're so that. The goalie's impenetrable. You can't do it. And then here come the Oilers. Leon Draisaitl made history last night. 4th overtime game winner. They did not go away. That's what I love about hockey. It's never over. These guys just never stop playing hard. I don't care if Connor McDavid hasn't scored a goal yet. I mean, I kind of care. But it hasn't mattered. So last night, I don't know if these games never have an effect on the next game. So you're starting over all over again. But you will be starting over in Edmonton. It's a 3-game series. I've got to believe that the Oilers this year are going to find a way. I've got to believe that because I want to believe that. I have no... I have no basis on picking the Oilers to win to answer the question, who wins the series now? Only because I want the Oilers to win, and only because I picked the Oilers to win will I say the Oilers will win.
USA, USA, USA. I think I said it before. I'll say it again. Panthers in seven. Panthers in seven. But I'm thoroughly entertained by it. And I hope we get another overtime game.
In overtime!
Thank you.
I'm just trying to follow the plot here, David. So you can change your pick in the NBA Finals.
Yes.
If it involves the home state, but you can't change your pick in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Look, I'm throwing logic to the wind here. I just am.
It's okay. I just am amused by it.
Thank you for noticing.
Yeah, I am
pointing it out.
I made my pick, so I got to stick with it. So I'm sticking with the Edmonton winning this thing. And I got to tell you, I think if they somehow were to win the cup without McDavid scoring a goal, that would be even a better story.
Unbelievable.
Be unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he's helped him in tons of ways. I mean, it's okay.
He's helped him in both ends of the ice, and he's helped him with his leadership. And those are intangibles.
Oh, he's a great player.
But he still is a threat every time he's got the puck.
No question. He needs a goal. I think that I'm sticking with them, man. I got to tell you. I thought after the first period, all the dreams were over. But they came back, and then, you know, they give up that goal, and they're forced into overtime, and lo and behold, here you go again. So I'm digging this. I think it's going seven. I think it's going overtime in game seven because they've had three overtime games, man. That's extraordinary.
Three out of four.
What a
you have me totally
well-matched good
examining
series.
Myself and my life here.
No, making a joke.
I never expected to be this much on the Pacer bandwagon until I saw Reggie Miller there and just the whole thing with putting the Halliburton's shot to the Hoosiers music after game one.
Is Tay-Tay and Kelsey going to this game?
Stay away.
Okay. Just wondering.
Stay away.
There's a helicopter making its way to Indianapolis.
No. Well, they are buds with maybe they'll be at the Fever game tomorrow because she is a buddy of Caitlin Clark.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Wow. Good for them.
Longtime Swifty.
We got the extra point next. Molly, it's more information I ever thought I'd get today. We got the extra point next. It's Molly and Hall on the Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
Like, I knew he had interviewed for Chicago, but he interviewed for a lot of the other positions too. So I really didn't know really which way it was going to go. I was thinking Chicago would have probably been the last. But yeah, it's just a little like, man, why Chicago?
What did you make of the Lions GM there, Brad Holmes, seeming to diss the Bears organization when talking about Ben Johnson on a podcast with Chris Long? Did you hear a guy who was hoping he wouldn't lose a coach as good as Johnson to a divisional team, or a guy who he held the Bears in very low esteem?
I heard a guy who didn't think he would lose a coach to a divisional team because maybe he didn't want to play against the Lions. But I also heard a general manager who holds the Bears in low esteem laughing at the idea of Ben Johnson leaving for the Bears. The Bears? I understand it might have been out of context and he might have had different ideas in his head when he scoffed at the idea of Ben Johnson going to the Bears. The Bears? Yeah, this is something that will spice up the rivalry, or it should. Bears are a laughingstock in their own division. They're a laughingstock from Ben Johnson's old employer. If Ben Johnson doesn't use this as some sort of impetus for motivation, then he's missing an opportunity. Not many people outside of maybe their locker room take the Bears that seriously. This is evidence of that. I get it. He might have been thinking, well, Ben Johnson would want to go somewhere else where there wouldn't be that kind of head-to-head competition. But also, maybe that underestimates Ben Johnson. Nothing about this guy seems like he shies away from anything in terms of competition. So, game on.
Yeah, game on, guy up in Detroit. I mean, give me a break. This is all about dissing the Bears as an organization. But if I'm being honest, he had every right to do so.
I gotta be honest with you. I mean, maybe I was just listening to it wrong. I think, maybe he did diss the Bears, but I think it was more about he says at one point, like, Ben Johnson's a really good coach. He didn't want to lose his guy within the division. You know, I think that's what this is. I think it's, he didn't want him going to Chicago because now that he knows they got to play him twice a year. He was kind of laughing at the idea that, like, why Chicago? Like, why would he go and play? You know, it's almost like when Dave Wannstedt had a job offer from the Giants, Jimmy said, well, he doesn't want to have to play us twice a year. He's going to go elsewhere. He didn't take that job because his friendship with Jimmy meant more to him, and he wound up with a job in Chicago. You know what I mean? Like, I just think that I just think that Ben Johnson is coming to take the North, and I'm sure that they don't appreciate that. But I mean, the Bears are a laughingstock, no doubt about it. He's got work to do on their credibility as much as anything else. And they are not a credible organization until they start winning. And they were going to win last year right up to the point where they couldn't.
I think if you understood why Matt LaFleur might have taken Ben Johnson's opening day comments as like, whoa, that's pretty brash.
Yeah.
This is kind of the same thing. Mm-hmm. Similar thing.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, did he really say that?
Right.
Because that's not really, you may believe that internally, and you may walk through the hallways and say, can you believe he went to the Bears? And amongst friends and fellow executives, question that wisdom of that decision. But I don't think you'd say it on a podcast.
You know, I when I read it, I thought it was worse than when I heard it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, but you're probably right.
You know, knowing that in the business, in the industry,
yes,
that's why guys are so guarded because these are the kind of things that
you might blurt out.
You can give, and you can give your opponent fuel when you don't need to do that. So I thought it was a little bit clumsy by him, by an executive that should know better, and maybe it doesn't matter. But it was interesting.
There's a longer version. We'll listen to it. We'll play exactly what he said so we know exactly how to be offended. It's Mully and Haw, 312-644-6767, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score.
Game on, guy up in Detroit.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670, the score. Yeah.
That guy is Brad Holmes. He's Lions general manager.
He's done a great job.
Chris Long has a podcast.
He does.
He has had several, hasn't he?
It's good. It's a good one.
Chris and Kyle, they like to talk. They know the sport. They are the Long brothers. And Brad Holmes said this to Chris Long about Ben Johnson leaving for the Chicago Bears.
You know, obviously there are multiple jobs that were open that cycle. And so I didn't really know that. Like, I knew he had interviewed for Chicago, but he interviewed for a lot of the other positions too. So I really didn't know really which way it was going to go. I was thinking Chicago would have probably been the last destination, or I was probably hoping that, you know, probably, but no, I really didn't know that was happening till it actually, you know, till he accepted the job. And, you know, we had a little talk, briefly before he left. I was happy for him, man. I mean, he is a hell of a coach, man. And, you know, they have a really good one up there, but yeah, it's just a little like, man, watch Chicago.
So yeah, but I mean, like you could take that as why Chicago and not somewhere else. Why did you have to stay in the division? But it, he probably means it as cruelly as you're taking it.
Well, I think he definitely thinks a lot of Ben Johnson. He employed him for several years, and he was very good for the Lions, obviously.
Right.
But there's no question that when he it's almost like Ben Johnson is too good for the Bears. That's the
well. I think maybe there's a hint of Ben Johnson could make the Bears better.
Well, I heard more disrespect than I heard fear.
Oh, I don't know that I heard any fear.
Yeah, there's no fear.
But it was, you know, just kind of. I don't know that if you had a guy you thought was seriously good, and you know, I'm not suggesting for a second that they would want to get rid of their head coach to keep that coach, anything like that. But they probably didn't want to lose him. And, you know, why Chicago? I mean, that is, of all the places to lose him to, you're going to have to deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I'm being too kind, and I'm usually not. But I'd be very curious to know.
I heard the mask slip a little bit. About that's what they really think of the Bears. Like, the Bears? What are they gonna? Why did he go? Why would he go there? That's where head coaches and quarterbacks and receivers go to die.
Maybe that's what he meant. But yeah. I felt like when I heard it, when I read it, I felt it was going to be worse than when I heard it.
Mm-hmm. It's a fun little source of It's not controversy. It's just a nice little nugget to keep in mind. File away when the Bears play the Lions. It will be one of several factors that make that week special.
I'm being too kind again, you know?
Well, that's, I know you have that problem.
You got, here is another example.
You are. You're like,
I'm letting this guy walk all
the
over.
The king of empathy.
See, this is, it's a problem, bro.
It is a problem.
Caring about others.
You are Mr. Sunshine.
I am.
And
so
when you're Mr.
positive.
Glass half full as you are, it's hard to look at these things in the way that we have looked at them.
I'm more Mr. Glass half full of it.
Yeah.
312-644-6767. Anybody miffed by that? Anybody care about that? Well, besides you, Dustin? Mully and Haw, 312-644-6767 at Chicago Sports Radio 67 and Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.